Quincy City Council President, Councillor at Large Anne Mahoney, joining us to talk to us about the June 17th City Council meeting. Hi, Anne.
Hey Joe, how are you doing?
Twice in 1 week.
Right, so we just, we're getting it all done. When you ask a lot of questions, it takes a little bit more time, that's all.
Yes, I did something like, I think, 30 hours total of budget discussions this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't keep track, but I just knew I know I had to miss one of and that of course I crossed my dates up and messed up my dates, so I couldn't go to one. But yes, it was a lot of meetings, a lot of good dialogue. I think it's a lot of learning because this is the first budget many people are working on, and a lot of dialogue back and forth. So, and we did make about $3.2 million worth of cuts. That's not a huge amount, but it's something. And the budget went down from 491.8, I think it was 0.8 million dollars to 488.5 million dollars, approximately. I'm rounding everything up. So.
Right. Yeah. So last night's was there was a special council meeting. Just quickly, is how did the actual process work?
So it was a special council meeting last night because the budget has to be passed by and be reported by today. So we had until the 18th to get the budget passed. We had to have a meeting last night to finish it up. I think in all perfect worlds, it would have been done on Monday night had we got through everything, but we hadn't. And we wrapped everything up last night. And all the special meeting is that we're just calling the special meeting. And what we can and have, we basically said because it's a special meeting, it's not a regular meeting, we weren't going to have open forum just to keep to the business so that we could, because if we did have open forum last night, there's a good chance we wouldn't have made it. So,
Right,
because,
because you went over time anyway, right?
yeah, I can't remember what time we finished, but I know it was past 12:30.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I lost, I think I lost track after 12.
I tuned in until you waved the rules to go past 11 o'clock.
I thought you get kind of punchy at that time, and I'm like, does this count for 48 hours? Because now we're in a different day. So and we were just kind of laughing about it because it was like, I think it still counts because it's a continuation of a meeting, but it feels like everybody should be in bed. So.
And a number of budgets last night reviewed, right?
Yeah, there were never budgets last night reviewed. And of course, well, I have everything in front of me. I don't have the one list that tells me everything that was reviewed. Give me a second. I have it. So it was we had tourism, library, downtown, long term, short term, retirement and pensions, legal, workers' compensation, court judgments, the mayor's office, celebrations account, and city council. So that was actually a lot. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot. So tourism came back because I think there were a couple of questions, and they came back and they did break out the, I'm going to forget the person's title because I don't have everything in front of me, but the historian that they have on full time, that kind of came as a shock to me because that was always not. Was never a city job, and now it's a city job. So they broke out the insurance and pension for it just so we could have that. And that's an important one to be remembered because if things, I'm not saying anything's going to be drastically happen, but if you did have to start cutting people or cutting things, those are places that you can go back to. It's always good to know certain, and it's unfortunate because it's a person. But again, I didn't know it was in the budget until the last time. So that got passed. Library came back to us. They did a lot of cleanup and there's a lot. So when it comes to being the director of library, I want that person to know all about the books and what people are doing and the events that you're having. When it comes to the budget, she's not using Munis. She needed some help in that area to be able to clean everything up, and they did. There's still a few things that need to be cleaned up, and I think in total, and I want to say that about $20,000 got cut from her budget last night too.
Okay, so a small amount, yeah.
Yeah, and then for the downtown district, that's the Mary Cahill's group that's in the downtown that's just taking care of the impact of the downtown. We did cut, essentially what we did is we cut that full budget, which was about $900,000, and we're not paying for that through the general fund. We're going to pay for that through the DIF because that is really part of the downtown and it's only exclusively for the downtown. So I always had a problem with that too, just because if that's truly a part of the downtown and we're not supposed to, the taxpayers aren't supposed to be paying for it, we're paying for things out of our general fund for that. So that's just going to be an offset through something else. And the administration, I will say that, the administration and I worked on that because, as I said to them before, if we can't find some other way to pay for it, then we're going to have to move it underneath something else. It was really important that we got this one done because it's an important part of keeping everything really, the fountains and everything else downtown. So it got more, and I think Mary got up. And there was a couple of other small pieces because when we adopted the budget to go to DIF, we had to take out the cuts we had. So I think there was a 20 or 30, $20,000 cut and maybe another 15 from that budget. So,
Okay. All right. Very good.
and then we moved on to, we did short-term debt first. And for the short-term debt, We did go back and forth on some of the stuff with Mr. Dellavedova. So typically, short-term debts, your bond counsel or your consultants will give you. So Hilltop Securities would normally give us the short-term schedule that we have to pay for each year. So it's just kind of a plug and play. But when I went back and I looked, and you can look at this stuff. So this is, I know people are like, what are they doing? We're looking at anything, any information we can to cross-reference. So the short-term interest in the budget was $16.6 million. I think they dropped it to somewhere about 15, because what I had found was the van interest added up to 26 million. The bond premiums that they were paying down was about 10 million, which was left leaving them about 15. But the budget request, the original budget request was 16.6 million, which was about a 920 962 thousand dollars, $276 for that. It was over for this. We were budgeting $900,000 too much. But Paul Dellavedova kind of found it and made a change, and it brought it down to somewhere around 15.8. But even that difference between 15.8 and the 962 was 149. So I cut it by another $149,000 there. Because it's like over butter. It's like paying your credit card too much, right? You might pay it. It might feel good to have a credit on it. And then eventually the bank, they have to send the check back. So in this particular case, if it's wrong, I mean, if Hilltop comes back and says, no, we need that extra money because we didn't actually have as much premiums that we paid down, there'll be a reason why it will be wrong, and we'll be able to adjust it later. But the interest for this, for all of these short terms, are going to be coming due July and September, so we'll know by September too. So that's where the short term was. And then in the long term, which they listed short term first. I mean, listed long term first, and then they did short term. So I think that's when everybody's papers were flying last night, because we were like, wait, where are we? What are we doing? So for the long term, I started with a question just because I found it interesting. I went online yesterday afternoon. I went online and I noticed that the debt was for fiscal year 26. The long term debt is in a negative, or as of today, in a negative 810,791, and they're going to work on that. But I just was questioning, how can you? Now that's a particular case where you didn't get the debt, it went the opposite way. So as I'm cutting these things, I was thinking, it shouldn't happen. It's like a fix. It's gonna be fixed. They're gonna tell you that you have consultants that are telling you this. So I'm not sure how these can be wrong. But with any case, when I was going through this as well, I also find an additional payment about, it's about $500,000. And when I looked back in fiscal year 26, what I noticed was there was a $3.8 million judgment bond issued in 2019, and the last payment for that bond was June of this year, and they paid it off. And it looks like they carried that payment into next year, July. So there were about $500,000 off there, and I think I cut that by $500,000 too. I have to go through that explanation as well. So
Okay.
similar thing. So it's not really different. It's just it's similar. And then we moved into retirement and pensions. I know we had some discussions on retirement pensions. I don't believe anything changed in the retirement and pensions. The question was asked when the actuaries from Milliman, I think, is coming back. And I think it's sometime now in July or August. So that's the other. So not, I don't believe anything got cut there. And then when we moved into legal, Mr. Timmons came up and he was explaining his budget to us. He had a PowerPoint and a report for us, but he didn't go through it only because the lateness of the night time. I think if he had the time, maybe he might want. It was good information, so he didn't get to go through that information. So the legal question that was arising was, the personal line services and the remaining legal contractual services. There was about 85,000 transferred in fiscal year 26 just the other night. So we were having this conversation. It was going back and forth. It ended up taking quite some time, and I think Counselor Jacobs cut originally was cutting about, I want to say, I'm not really going to remember. I think he was cutting 80,000. He ended up going down to 40,000, and I'm not. And I think that was in legal services, and then contractual services. I believe Susan cut 20,000. It's hard to keep up with the numbers.
Yeah. Okay,
So,
so 60,000 total cut.
approximately, yeah, 60,000
Okay.
cut. And then we moved on to workers' compensation. And that, there was a cut in that as well, because when we were looking back at that over the six the course of the 6 years, because they were giving us a 6 year look back, they have budgeted every year for the last couple of years 752,885 in personal services, and I believe that was cut. Oh gosh, I can't even remember what that was cut, but it was cut. maybe by 20,000, I'm not sure. And then
Right.
workers' compensation, again, same amount, 853 carrying through for the last several years. But in the last 6 years, what I will tell you is the last 6 years, the average was about 264 for this whole budget. It was 264 less. So I think it was 20 or 10 that was cut from that. I'm not 100% positive, but there was money cut from that. And
Okay, so is that kind of the overall process, Anne, to when you're reviewing the budget, is to look at the last year's spending compared to what's being requested for the
it's
next
often
year?
this year's spending, and also one of the other things. So it's really one of those things where you can average, because if you'll have a year that you might have, it might be astronomical for something, but
Right.
it's an outlier. So when you look back at the last 6 years and you've been seeing you're carrying more money that's falling to the table, in a time like this, these are the places that you start kind of trying to
I
pull
see.
something back. Because if you're leaving money on the table every year, it's just adding to it. It can be used for transfers at the end of the year, but we really should be budgeting in a way that it's not, that we're preparing for these things so that our budgets are, I don't want to say they can't be ever a zero-based budgeting. That's impossible to do because things happen during the year. So you do need some just like a contingency in anything, you'll need something there. So even though some last night when you talk about, and I talk about certain things, debt is pretty black and white. You get your bill, you pay your bill, they tell you what the bill is. They should be able to give us all those bills. We have really high paid consultants that are supposed to be putting these debt services together for us. Even in towns, they don't calculate the interest they're going to owe. They give you a list and we keep track of that as well. So
Okay.
that's something that's just, we have to watch it, because if it's coming in higher, that means something wasn't used in the appropriate way potentially. Could be bond premiums, could be anything. So it's really the assumptions that are being made, and we're being told that when it comes to workers' comp and other things, you don't want to go so low that you could be like, I would cut to, I know it was 244,000 that was cut, but there's a little bit of room to cut there, and it's within reason is what I would say. And that's really when I'm looking at a budget, and I've looked at this budget a lot in not this particular budget, but like a lot of the years of looking at this budget, you learn a little bit more every year, but you also there's always a little bit of room. So that transfers last year, and what I was saying to some of the departments, like TPAL, I asked him, and he's like, "Nope, there's nothing we can cut. We couldn't afford to cut anything." But you have about 400,000 left to spend between now and the end of the year, and that's a lot of money. So I'm just—is this something that happens every year? And they're not sure. So that's something that every department head that owns their budget should know what's coming in and going out. They should know when they have a deficit that needs to be with money's transferred out, and they should also know when they have a surplus, because it helps the account, but it also tells me that they're paying attention to their budget because it is their budget. So when I asked that question, he said that he didn't have any. I think it was about at least 200,000 that got transferred out of his line. Now, does that mean I'm going to go back and cut his budget this year? I said no. We're going to be watching that. These are the things I'd be watching for, and I would expect that. Is it why did it why was it less? It could be more efficiencies. There's no, it's not a good or bad thing. It's just a matter of making sure, and you're still leaving flexibility in their budgets.
I
So
see.
yeah, so that's how I look at things.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah, with the debt though, I will say that I go a little bit deeper and I kind of research that a little bit more. But so moving on from that, we had court judgments, and I believe that got cut too, and I think it was Susan Yuan that cut that.
Okay, court judgments meaning attorneys
It's
that follow these
judgments.
cases.
It's basically judgments and settlements. And if I remember right, it was the same thing. She looked back in the last 6 years. They had money on the table, and Mr. Timmons did throw out, you're a counselor at large, so I want to warn the ward counselors it's going to affect you. So several of them got kind of like, ooh, I don't want to. Now, of course they would, because something's going to affect how they do their job. They don't want that to happen. So settlements would be, like during the winter when they plow over your, tree or hit your fence, that type of stuff. But there's
Yeah.
other settlements too. There's anything that you settle out of court that you don't have to go to court is good. But the last 6 years, I know that it wasn't 300. It was averaging much less than that. So Susan, I think Susan tried to cut it by 50, and then she ended up cutting it at half by to 25. And
Okay.
yeah, so and these are things too, like, is it a risk that you're doing that? Well, again, you're averaging something out of the last 3 years. It just means the departments have to be more aware of what their budget is and how they're working it. And next year when they come in, if it ends up being, 285, then that will be the number for next year as it creeps up. So you just cut it to make sure you can balance it during the year, and then you watch it for the next years to come. And if it's justified, you can get more money in your budget.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the mayor's office, again, I there was a big conversation around the community liaison. Susan Yuan, Matt, I think it started by Council McGee. She did. She was one of the people who really wanted a DEI position in the budget, but she was basically just talking about that it's not quite what she thought it was going to be. And I think there was a missed opportunity because, you know, in the end, there was a cut. Susan thought it was redundant. We should just cut it. But as it, you know, came back to that, we didn't, you know, we're going to give like the next year for this position and see if we can work. And there's no goals for this person. And I do think a lot of what was being told to us last night, and several of us have met with him, is that he goes and visits like the Interfaith Social Services, different groups. He does go and visit different groups, but there are other areas that we could really work on in the city that could use the extra help. And DEI isn't just only about people's backgrounds and nationalities and, you know, and it, because that's what people think, or the color of our skin. It's really about all of us. It's about people in wheelchairs. It's about people with vision impairment. It's about people who are deaf that are in our community, making sure that we're reaching out to the most vulnerable people that may not have the opportunity to participate because of if it's, you know, sidewalks are too narrow for them to get down, or there's, you often see in neighborhoods like a placard that might say blind child or deaf child. But what other services can we help to provide for those people too? Because they live in our community too. So those are the types of things I think people were hoping that the diversity, equity, and inclusion person would do too. So I don't think it's so much that it's the person. I think it's the way it was has been resulted. And I think all of us really did believe that this is if you cut it, you don't get it back. But it's an opportunity for us to work with him too about some of the ideas that they that could help. So that ended up, it was a very long conversation, just like I just gave you a long conversation about it. And then I believe, I think the only thing that got cut was premium pay got cut from $3,900 to $3,120, so a cut of $780. And that was the cut I was asked by Mr. Walker to make that cut, but I was like, I'm not really picking on somebody for $780. So, because it, and the other question was asked, where is the media director? The media director is paid for out of Comcast. We didn't get a line item for that, but it was paid for out of Comcast. And there's two product project managers that are hired, and they're paid out of Hotel Motel and Quincy 400. So again, this would be normally something that I would say we should be budgeting. We should never really be budgeting people in those types of things. We should be using it for other things. We should be really transparent about where those people are and what their salaries are, but they're kind of hidden in the budget. And but we at least talked a little bit about them last night. And
I
then
see.
we moved on to celebrations. Celebrations was a some, it was I was gonna say it was a surprise to me because I didn't I supposedly there was paperwork at my desk that kind of laid out something that was going on that I wasn't privy to because I didn't have the backup. But Mr. Walker had it. So I had stepped out for a second and came back and I was like, I thought it was gonna pass really fast, but it ended up getting cut, I think, by I don't know if it was 25 or I think it was $25,000 last night. It was cut by Councilor Yuen, I think, made the cut, and there was questions about I'm going to forget the name of the funding. There's a funding mechanism that's being paid for. So there's like a they used to, the mayor's golf tournament.
Oh, it's the Quincy Foundation.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I was like, I mean, I feel like I'm playing a game with you right now. So the Quincy Foundation was brought up last night, and I remember the Quincy Foundation for being, I mean, just remember it being there, and that we used, the mayor used COVID money. They used money in to help people in COVID before we got the COVID money. But the question wasn't like, is it there? The question was, what's its makeup? And it was, I think it was Councilor McGee that was looking into 501(c)s and 501(c)(4)s. And she couldn't find the makeup. Now, that just might mean that it's just not, it's the registration has lapsed or something. But again, this is money from the city, from taxpayers going into a separate entity that's not identified for what it's being used for. Like when you give, I think Richard Ash, Councilor Ash said that he gets, I think he's getting $5,000 this year for Quincy Pride. It's going to Quincy Pride. You know what Quincy Pride is, that's the event. But the foundation doesn't really have anything that we can, you know, that believable that we can say like, oh yeah, that's what this is.
I see.
Or what the money is going for. And I think if I think over the last several years it was about $1 million that went to that. So again, this was cut by 25. The bigger piece that came from I think it was Councilman Gates said she'd like to have that put in oversight just so that we can understand it because it could very well have been, you know, I agreed with it just because it's there and we should find out how all these things work. And we'll go from there. And again, if it goes over, we'll figure there's a ways that again, any year in transfers, there's other ways we can get these things taken care of. Because no, the budget has been cut to the bare bones. I wouldn't say that at all. And then the city council, The city council budget, we went kind of line by line, but the only thing that got cut, I believe, was Susan O'Connor, the auditor. She's the director of that kind of group. So she every other director did not get a 3% raise. So her raise was built into it. She wanted to make sure her raise was taken out. Less about, I think we ended up cutting it by $8,000 because the remainder of what she got for her raise was needed for longevity. And so there was a mathematical issue that we didn't have the right number for longevity, but Susan was getting paid. And she just wanted to make sure that she wasn't getting any special treatment compared to other people. So that was very good of her. And I was making sure that she was the one that was asking us to do that too. And then I think that was it. That was all that was cut from that budget. And that's when we got, then we went to the regular meeting. So.
Okay.
Is
okay,
it
very good.
And then all we did in the regular meeting, just, you know, is we passed the budget and the new number is $488,464,606. And then we moved on to the enterprise accounts and we passed those two. There's a little change in the enterprise account. It was originally $31,685,000 and it went down to 27,654, I believe is what the change was. I think there was an extra position. I think it was Al Gracioso who cut his own budget. And I think that's how that happened. We also did an appropriation for the water and water enterprise, and we had a utility grant location for 10 Independence Ave. That was Councilor Ash who did that. And then we had appropriation for the Community Preservation Act for $3,386,510. And that came back from last week because it needed a little bit of information. I think it was one was underfunded and the other one was, there was another appropriation for $97,603 to the Park Department Personal Services for the CPA. And all of these passed unanimously.
Okay, very good. A lot of business taken care of last night.
Yep, and I was really happy that nobody cut that at 11 because we would have been in trouble if we cut the meeting at 11. We would not have got through getting the budget done. So
right. So in total, then 3.2 million cut from the original proposed budget.
Right, and okay. You know, I think really cautiously, we weren't looking necessarily at people. We were looking at where the averages were not making up the number to see what we could. And we did, honestly, we asked every department head, what we're doing it. And some said, no, I can't handle that. I can't handle that cut. And in some cases we respected that. In other cases, it wasn't that we weren't respecting it. It was, we questioned it. And then we came to a number that they both sides could be comfortable with. And I think, and that's always in the expense lines, everything that we were cutting hadn't been paid, hadn't been used in the last 6 years. So with the veterans, I know people were upset about that. I don't remember exactly what the number was, but it was small. I think it was around 15,000. She needed to keep 15,000 and she was only spending about 3,000 to 5,000. So, you know, she had 30, so she's keeping 15. And I think that's reasonable. And, you know, and if she comes in at $18,000 next year, then her budget will be 18,000. It's, you know, I'm not encouraging people to spend over what their budgets are either. What I'm saying is you live within your means. That's what we're trying to say here.
Sure. And so I guess the question is, with those cuts, will the taxpayers see that at all in terms of, you know, reductions or at least stable tax rates?
I can't say, because it went up a lot more than what we cut. For us to be able to make it stable, we would have to cut a lot more than that. But what I will say is, much like when Noel says something's only going to cost you $8 a week, in this particular case, $3.2 million, if you do $25, the average taxpayer, that's $75 a year. So
right.
But it would have been $75 higher. How about that? That's how I
okay.
Go. Yeah. And again, when we were cutting it, we were getting these debates like, that's only going to cost somebody $8. I'm like, well, $8 adds up. You know, you have to remember that, like, just like, so if it drops it from whatever it's going to be to $75 less, then it helps. That's what I would say. So.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And one more meeting.
One more meeting. So we have the meeting on Monday, the 22nd, and it's an oversight meeting at 6, a rules meeting at 6:45, a special council meeting at 7, and an ordinance meeting at 7:05. And this threw me too, because it said in the next council meeting, and I saw 7:30. I was like, when's the next one? It says September 8th. I'm like, we just skipped summer. So I did think that was kind of funny. I wasn't going to say this, but I did a remonstrance last night too. And it was just because I really do believe that the city council has worked really, really hard. And it's insulting when somebody suggests that I have some kind of power to make everybody vote a certain way. I can't appoint people. I can't hire people. I can't do anything. I'm one person on the council. I happen to be the president, but I'm one person. But my role is one vote. And I can help organize things or strategize with people if they come to me and say, how do I talk to a constituent about this? Or who should I go talk to for that? Happy to help any way I can. But when it comes to votes, I do not solicit votes. I do not go around and ask people to vote any particular way. If anything, I say, just make sure whatever you vote for that you can basically live with, because it will eat you up if you do something that you're not comfortable with. So what I was really upset though is with the other counselors, the new counselors who have come in that are working extremely hard. I've never seen people work this hard before, researching, asking questions, looking into things. And I just thought it was important that people know that no, it wasn't orchestrated. And no, by no means does because we had cuts to the budget, do we hate the mayor? That's what's being said out there. And I really don't buy into any of this normally, but I just want to make that statement because I have no problem with anybody in the mayor and the mayor's administration. So I work with everybody. And what I will say is, when we start these things back and forth, it doesn't make it very collaborative. And I will also say that we did ask for a lot of stuff. The city councilors, many of us, asked for things that we didn't get until the very last minute for ANC. And that, and the fact that it is got confirmed last night, Joe, from Director Della Barber, that we do have $2 billion of debt. Even though, again, Hilltop sent out a two-page document memo saying it's 1.8. It's 1.8 that has been locked and loaded. There's 200 million that is secured for other projects. And it makes when people look at our budget, they're not looking at 1.6. They're not looking at 1.8. They're looking at $2 billion. And that's the reason why we're getting credit downgrades, you know, and it has to be addressed because that's more than anybody in the state. And it's growing. Remember when I ran for office, it was 1.6 billion. And that was alarming. And you take away the $475 billion pension, and we're still at, like, we're now from 2 billion to 1.6. So you can rewrite the numbers all you want, but you do have the debt and you have to pay for it. And it's going out for a really long time, 2067. So, and we can't afford to do any of these that we want to do. I really did want to vote yes for ANC, but I couldn't because the avalanche that's starting to happen is going to be, it's real. So that's how I ended the night.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Can we
Thanks.
catch up on the 23rd if that's okay?
That's perfect.
Thanks so much, Ann.
Thanks, Joe.